I'm often reminded of the Alice in Wonderland dialogue with the Cheshire Cat, where she says, "Would you tell me which way to go?" And he says, "Well, it depends a good deal on where you want to go." And she says, "Oh, I don't much care where." And he said, "Well, then it doesn't really matter which way you go." And she says, "Well, I just want to get somewhere." And he says, "Oh, I'm sure you're sure to do that as long as you walk long enough." I think of that sometimes when I'm talking with instructors about their course goals. It is indeed the case that many instructors know where they want to go with students. They have a good sense of what they want students to know and do by the end of their courses. But too often I see faculty think in very narrow terms about the content of their course and not so much who their students will be and what their students will know or have skills they'll learn by the end of a course. So unfortunately, I think that sets faculty up to think about their courses in terms of coverage, the types of content they're going to get through, the knowledge that they're going to share, rather than what kind of skills our students will be building. So for instance, in a biology course, you could easily say, my goal is to teach students how to know what the structure of a cell is. But is that going to teach them the things that biologists really do in their work? Are they going to learn the scientific method? Are they going to think differently about the human body and how it functions and thrives? Maybe, but it's better to be clear about that and to lay out your goals in a scaffolded way so that maybe you can cover other content as well. A second problem that I often see is faculty not thinking about what they need to uncover, the types of misunderstandings or misconceptions that students bring about their chosen field into the classroom. The historian Lyndall Calder talks about how his students in American history often think of history as just a series of events and not a discipline that focuses on the study of history and how to interpret it differently over time. There's a lot that has to be uncovered in the way our students know what they think they know, but maybe they don't fully. And we can do that better if we have clarity about where we want our students to be and go. It also can help us to be more collaborative and self-reflexive with students about the goals so that they can join in the learning with us. The learning isn't something we do to them, it's something they do with us. So the more we can help them to be metacognitive, to think about how to think and to learn about how to learn, then the more progress they will make.